Postgame.
Jaguars Postgame.
J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor will break down today's game. Jeff Loggeman will have player interviews and an exclusive conversation with head coach Doug Marrone. Jaguars Postgame is presented by Baptist Health, Farrah & Farrah, Geico, Ticket Exchange, and by EverBank. Jaguars Postgame starts right now.
Welcome in, Jaguars postgame, the final from Heinz Field, Pittsburgh. Jaguars 30, Steelers 9, J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey.
Yeah.
Fred Taylor is on the phone line with us from South Florida. And I'm sure, Fred, you're a happy man today.
Hey, all of Jaguars Nation, gotta be happy, man. That's how you do it. That's exactly how you go up to Heinz Field and totally just embarrass the Steelers. I got to call it like it is. It was an embarrassment to that defense and a great performance by the offensive line, and our defense, man, they're just amazing. So hats off to those guys. Definitely a well-deserved bounce-back, hard-fought effort after last week's loss.
They kept the game right there close at halftime. The defense stood up in the first half. Never mind the interceptions in the second half that kind of pulled away the game here. But in the first half, they turned the Steelers away in the red zone a handful of times. Steelers were 0-for-3 in the red zone today, and then they started taking the ball away in the second half. This thing could have been much different if the Steelers punched one or two of those scores in early in the game.
Yeah, just like last week. You know, we were at the little brief segment of could-haves, the game of could-haves. And thankfully, the defense bounced back. They corrected their mistakes, and guys were flying around. You know, and they were opportunistic. They took advantage of the opportunities that were presented. They hit them in the mouth in the red zone. And the bend but don't break. I think the Steelers had a 12-play drive at one point that looked like, man, are we going to stop these guys? I know it was a 14-play that led to a field goal,
yep.
6-minute drive. And that's how you play defense. Bend don't break. You know, give the offense the ball back, condense the football field, win the field position battle, create a few turnovers, and you can't lose with that formula.
Let's go back to Heinz Field, Pittsburgh. The first word with head coach Doug Marrone, Jeff Loggeman.
Thank you, JP. Doug, what an impressive performance to get 5 interceptions by the defense. You scored twice on defense. I mean, holy cow. Is this how you drew it up?
Well, you know, I don't know. We talked to our players about opportunities, you know, and not to dwell on the past, but, you know, obviously we've missed some opportunities, and you know, our whole thing was we wanted to come up here, and like I told the team, you know, not today. You know, hey, not today. We're not going to miss those opportunities. We're able to take advantage of it. Thought we had the turnovers. I thought the drive, the 8-minute drive, you know, at the end of the game, you know, from offense, we went 12 straight run plays. I mean, so got the field goal and, you know, played well. We beat a good football team and their home field, and it's tough to win up here.
I think the impressive thing to me is that you go in at the half 7-6, tight ball game, and to come out in the second half and to play lights out.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we came out there, we had the 2 penalties, you know, they went down the field. It must have been a 10 to 12 play drive, and, you know, to get out there with just a field goal, and I thought our defense was doing a heck of a job, you know, not giving them the touchdowns in the red zone. They're one of the better red zone teams in scoring. So, you know, that kept us in this game, and we're starting to understand that we're going to be in these games, and this is how you play in the NFL. And then, you know, when the opportunities present themselves, you got to make the plays, and we were able to do that today.
Defensively, the play of your secondary against Ben Roethlisberger, he's never had a 5 career interception game. I mean, boy, it's something to be proud of.
Well, it is. I mean, those guys have been playing well all year. I mean, they really have. I mean, you know, we have the number one pass defense, and, you know, we did a nice job today of being able to stop the run and put them in a position where, you know, they were going to try to challenge us, and it was our strength. So, you know, we're hoping to continue that as the year goes on, and, you know, hopefully we can continue creating these turnovers.
Fournette has a 90-yard run. We've been kind of waiting to see that big explosive play, and he's had some phenomenal plays, but the display of speed on that where he wasn't caught impressed me.
Well, it was impressive. I was hoping it was an 89-yard run, you know what I'm saying, so he can just go down there right before, but I understand, you know, the excitement of it. But, you know, again, I mean, you know, both of our backs have done a nice job. It's a very difficult defense. They were the number 2 defense in the league. We all know how hard it is to run the football against them, and, you know, I think the most impressive thing was those 12 straight run plays, and we wound up getting the field goal out of it.
Congratulations, Doug.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Well, the only person I know in the Jaguars world right now that is not satisfied with a 90-yard touchdown.
Yeah, if they had been up by a point, right, and that made it an 8-point game, I could get that one. I'm not too worried about making it a 21-point game.
Let's come back. Fred, we'll get more with you in just a moment. We'll come back. Jeff Lagerman will go inside the Happy Jaguars locker room at Heinz Field. Final score, Jaguars 30, Steelers 9. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Obviously, you know, it was a good win for our football team coming up here, I thought. You know, obviously, we had the turnovers on defense, which was big, two of them, obviously, for touchdowns. I thought that they did an outstanding job defensively in the red zone. You know, Pittsburgh is one of the better teams in the red zone. So, you know, we were able to stop them three times in there for them to kick field goals, which I thought was, you know, extremely important. You know, we knew the game was tight. You know, 7-6, didn't like the way the half ended. You know, when we had the turnover, you know, we'd like to, again, you know, take advantage of the opportunity and get a field goal or a touchdown. And we're in field goal range there. And, you know, we wind up giving up a field goal, you know what I'm saying, with the turnover at the end of the first half. Coming at halftime, you know, basically, you know, the theme all week telling the players, you know, has been about opportunities. You know, we haven't really taken advantage of them when they come our way. Talk to the team about, listen, if we get opportunities today, we're not telling you not to do your job or to go outside of what we want done. Just do your job. When the opportunity presents itself, you know, go ahead and make the play. We're able to do that today. And the theme was, hey, not today. You know, not today. Not today. We weren't going to miss these opportunities, and I think we took advantage of it. I was impressed, you know, with the 12-yard, the 12-play drive, you know, that took about 8 minutes. I thought that was a big key in the game. We went 12 straight run plays, you know, so it's very difficult to do against the number two defense in the league. I thought our guys did a nice job with Jason Myers hit the field goal, and that was a big point getting us increasing our lead. At the end of the game, you know, Leonard had that 90-yard run, showed some speed. At the end of the game, I was hoping it was 89. He just took a knee right before he scored, and we could have took a knee in the game over. But, you know, I understand his excitement in that, and it's just something that we have to understand that, you know, when these opportunities present themselves, we've got to go. We've got to be consistent. We've got to do it week in and week out. We're going to enjoy this win. Very difficult to come up here and beat Pittsburgh at home. I've been through it, you know, too many times, so it's always nice to get a win. And then we'll go back home, and we'll get right back to work again. Yeah, I mean, those guys, you know, they did a nice job. We talked about it all week of getting their blocks, get to the sideline, you know. So we actually coached that, so it was good to see them actually execute it.
You talked about stopping the run today. That was, Kalea said this week, that was the most important number one thing. Force Roethlisberger to 55 pass attempts, shut down Le'Veon Bell, minus a couple early runs.
Yeah, I mean, and that was the thing. I mean, you know, we knew we were going to get tested in the run game. We gave up some runs. I mean, we did, you know, but we were able to get the score to a point or where they felt, I can't speak for the scheme, you know, across the ball. But, you know, we were able to get that stopped. And, you know, obviously our pass defense has been playing well. So, you know, when people are going to challenge us there, it's you know, we feel a strength. And, you know, we'll live with that and see how it goes. So it's obviously very important.
You feel that this game validates you as an AFC South contender for the long haul?
I'm not getting it. You're always trying to pull me. You're always trying to, you know what I'm saying? You're always trying to, you know, is it a good win? Absolutely. You know, people are going to want to label a win. I think, and I've been through this, you know, at the end of the year, we'll look at it and see where it's at, you know. But for me right now, I'm going to try to enjoy it because I've always done a poor job of enjoying a win. And then I hope the players enjoy it, though. They deserve it, and the coaches. And then my mind right now is you know, getting right back to work, cleaning up things. You know, I mean, we're going to sit here. We're going to talk about all the good things, but there's a lot of things that came up there that could have caught us. You know, we'll go back through that and look at that. And you know, it was a good win with 3-2, and we're going back home. You know, we've been on the road, you know, it feels like for a long period of time. So we're excited to get back to our fans and our stadium, and I mean, that's where we have to do a better job. That's where my mind is right now. We have to play better at home. I knew it was tough. Well, I was glad I wasn't out there because I know how hard, you know what I'm saying, that is. I mean, they're a very, very good defense. I think that, you know, Brandon had the illness. I thought Shatley came up there and stepped up for us. You know, that was a thing. You know, their 3D linemen have been playing extremely well. Their defense has been playing extremely well. So, you know, to go up there and be able to keep the ball on the ground and run the clock and, you know, be able to get points out of it, that's the key, you know. So I think that it was a
again, it's, you know, defensively, I don't want to take away from the things the defense did, because that's obviously very difficult to do what they did today. I mean, it was like back-to-back touchdowns, you know, at one point, you know, or it was like, holy cow, you know, I mean, I don't know when that's, I've been a part of that, you know what I'm saying, from the defensive side of the ball. And then, you know, for the offense to make that drive, you know, that was a good drive. But defensively now, that was a heck of a game against a very, very explosive, you know, Pittsburgh offense.
This team has to feed off this defense, right? I mean, that's what carries this team, even the offense feeds off.
I think a lot of things. Like, you know, Mike, when you look at other teams, whether it be sacks or turnover, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, once that momentum starts to go and people start feeding, you know, off it, you know, immediately in your mind, like, okay, listen, we're backed up. Okay, so in that drive, we're backed up. You know, now here comes the crowd, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, hey, listen, first down. Let's get the first down. You know what I'm saying? Let's get this ball. Let's start with our goal. Let's get the first down. Let's get it out of here. Let's start moving it. And then as you start moving out, then the momentum starts to sway, you know what I'm saying, the other way. So, you know, I think that obviously for us, turnovers for touchdowns, I mean, are pretty darn good. You know, but just the turnovers in general from our defense, they're hard to come by in this league. And you guys have known. You've seen, you know, the past of what we've done. So, you know, they've done a nice job of that.
Tennessee and New York, one possession games at halftime, same today. What did you learn about your team today in the second half?
I just want to make sure they took advantage of their opportunities. I mean, that's I talked about that earlier in the opening. You know, I think, you know, when we do that, you know, we have a chance. You know, when we don't do that, you know, things don't work out. I think with all those things were big. You know, we don't worry much about the tempo. You know what I'm saying? I think that when I say that, I'm just saying we don't, because we've done so much of it ourselves. We condition so much. You know, we don't look at that as, you know, wearing us down. We're hoping that's, you know, three and out, and then we can turn it around and wear the other team down. So we try to just switch that into a positive. So we prepared for that, all OTAs, training camp, all that stuff.
Do you expect practice?
I don't know. I know he has an illness, and I haven't had any reports since I've been here. But I touched base with him, and he said he was going to enjoy watching us win this game. He said it before, so I'm sure he's enjoying it now. I just hope he's rested.
Leonard's workload from last week in the Jets game. Leonard's workload, you feel like you managed it much better this week, you know what I mean?
You know, at one point during the game, I'm thinking, shit, I'm going to get this question afterwards. I mean, honestly, I mean, I'm not lying. I swear to you now, I'm not, you know, I'm here I am in the middle of the game. I'm thinking, you know, somebody's going to ask me about this workload thing. I guess we won. I guess it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. His workload is going to be okay when we win. It's not going to be, you know, good enough when we don't win. So I think it's a tough thing. But honestly, Mike, we're constantly going to be working through that, you know what I'm saying, as far as that goes, you know, and what's, you know, because all of a sudden he's coming out, and I'm like, what is he doing coming out? And that was really generated by the media. I just want to say it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, generated by the media, because I know, like, why is he – Coach, he just ran it four times in a row. We're just giving him one break. We're putting him right back in there. I said, oh, okay. It'll just give you a little insight of what actually goes on during the game, you know what I'm saying?
Say about Leonard, though. I mean, he did have a heavy workload today, and yet still strong enough to have a 90-yard touchdown.
I've said this before. There's not one thing that we've asked, you know what I'm saying, to do that he has not been able to do for us from a workload standpoint. You know, now, are there things he can do better? Absolutely. You know, absolutely. You know, those things are on tape, and we'll look at it, and we'll just keep trying to improve every phase of his game, you know, as we go forward. But, you know, what I like about him and Cam is – you know, I'm talking about Cam Robinson, because he's the other guy that I think is getting lost in this whole thing. You know what I'm saying? The job that, you know, Cam Robinson's doing, you know. And I'm not going to try to take away from the other four, because they're doing a nice job. But you know, you're talking about two rookies coming in here. Yes, we know the schools they've been to. We know the conference. We know all that stuff. But still, in this league, it's difficult. But what I like about those two guys, they come to practice every day. They're excited about football. They're fired up. They have a confidence about themselves that, you know, they work hard to get where they are. And I think that's one of the main things. And, you know, I think for some reason when everyone talks to me about Leonard, you know, I think about Cam right away too. You know, because I look at them as the same, but you can't really see the production, you know what I'm saying, from the offensive lineman that you can, obviously, when Leonard's out there.
After the two touchdowns,
That next drive, it was like a 6 minute drive.
Eight and change.
You basically did whatever you wanted running.
We ran it 12 times.
How rewarding is that?
It was good.
For you
when we talked about it, opening statement. You know, so we talked about it during the opening statement that it was. You know, again, I didn't want to take away from the defense because they did an outstanding job today, but I thought that was a great drive. You know, 12 straight run plays is very difficult, you know, against a very good defense, and to come up with points was important, you know, obviously in that point of the game.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Great. Thank you, guys. Yep. Thank you, guys. Have a safe trip back.
Fantasy 5 and Fast Play tickets and get ready to win. Game Day Cash. It's your ticket.
Claim it.
Must be 18 or older to play. Play responsibly.
This is Tony Baselli. With four drivers in my house and two of them being teenage boys, my car insurance is one of the biggest pains in my pocketbook. After hearing about Geico for years, I finally made a call to a local Geico agent to get a quote. Wow, was I impressed. Not only did they save me a bunch of money on my insurance every month, but the process was quick and easy, and the agent I worked with, Margaret, treated me like family. I can't tell you how happy I am I made that call to a local Geico agent. Geico, saving people on car insurance for over 75 years.
Jaguars post game rolls along, a 30-9 final. The Jaguars over the Steelers. Jags improved to 3-2. Big win over Pittsburgh. Five interception day, the first in Roethlisberger's career. A massive day for this Jaguars defense. They held him 0-for in the red zone today. The Jags defense did to the Steelers offense. It's time now for the Xfinity Lightning Fast. Questions of the game for Fred Taylor. Brought to you by Xfinity. Change the way you experience TV with Xfinity X1. Number one, Fred. What now on defense? They've had five picks. What can they do better, if anything?
Just keep building. Keep building. Got it. Get a few more sacks there. You know, continue to work on the run game, your fits. It's going to always be something to work on. So enjoy this one and realize that you got a pretty good Rams offense coming in next week.
Fred, they didn't need much out of the passing game today, but can the Jaguars really contend in the AFC South if the passing game doesn't get a little bit better?
It'll be hard to contend. There's pretty good teams in the South. They got to continue to work on that area of the game, and you know, just whatever it takes to win at the end of the day. But definitely got to do better in the pass game.
All right, Fred. Third and final question: would the real Jaguars team please stand up? 1 week good, 1 week bad, 1 week good, 1 week bad. This is a really good day. Which team is this Jaguars team?
Hey, I like to say they're a team that that'll go, you know, 10-6, 11-5, and make the playoffs.
I like that.
We'll take that.
Yeah, I think we take that all day.
I take 8-8 if they make the playoffs, frankly.
The Xfinity Lightning Fast questions of the game for Fred Taylor. It has the feel of a game that you go into a place like Heinz Field, and it's not a vintage Steelers team, but it's still the Steelers, always a perennial favorite in the AFC. You go up there, there's been a lot of talk the last week about this Jaguars team and what they are, question marks in a number of areas, giving up the run game last week. But to go up to Pittsburgh, Fred, and get it done like they did in this fashion, can this spring you to something over the meat of your schedule here in the middle part of the season?
You know, each week rolls along, the guys are going to gain more and more confidence. They're going to get more and more familiar with what they're doing. The speed is going to pick up. And there's nothing else. There's no substitute for confidence, man. When you're just confident, and then good things just happen when you feel great about what you're doing. And no, this isn't the quote-unquote vintage Steelers team, but this was a team that was number two in total defense.
Yep.
This is an offense that, you know, it can get rolling with those all-stars on their team, with Big Ben and Antonio Brown, with Tavis Bryant. I mean, they got some guys on the team that can get it done. But again, this just this should shape up more and more confidence for the Jaguars players as they roll into the season. If you go back to real quickly, last week, that could have been a win. Easily one play, one penalty, the game should be, they could easily be 4-1. And I mean, so that's the NFL. You just got to keep churning away like Leonard did today in the run game, and eventually, boom, something big will happen for you.
Yeah, I'm sure you noticed in one of those runs late, Fournette called out the defensive back and
decided
to run over
him.
I'm sure you love that.
He stiffed armed. What's the big guy's name? The big kid. They're big. Bud Dupree. Yeah. Just massive stiff arm. And then he called out the safety, like, come get it. So a little jarring right there. But that's old school football, baby. I love it.
We'll come back with the highlights from this game. A lot of interceptions you're about to hear as the Jaguars knock off the Steelers. 39 the final score at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. This is Jaguars Post Game on Jaguars Radio.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Good news, Hanania Automotive Group and the Jaguars teed up for Jacksonville. That's right. Buy a car from any Hanania dealership October 12th through the 15th, and a $250 donation will be made to Florida's First Coast Relief Fund. Plus, buyers will get a VIP fan experience, including a chalk talk with me, Tony Viselli, in the Jags team meeting room, a tour of the locker room, and a prize drawing for the Jaguars Seahawks game. Call 844-242-2134 to make your appointment and additional details.
Jim, why does the AC not work?
AC? You said get the sink fixed.
Jim, I did, but now the AC doesn't work, and the sink is leaking worse than it was.
I need help. I'm calling a professional.
Are you having HVAC issues? Are you having plumbing issues? If you're having one or both of these issues, Plumbers 911 can help. When it comes to your plumbing and HVAC issues, trust our trained technicians for your job. Visit plumbers911.com now to schedule your appointment. Guys, don't try to DIY. Just visit plumbers911.com.
Workers' compensation and auto injury claims can be a hassle. Getting your prescriptions shouldn't be. At Smart Workers Pharmacy, they provide free home delivery of prescriptions with no upfront cost or hassle for the patient. They work with insurance companies and attorneys to handle the paperwork so you can focus on what's most important, getting better. If you're injured on the job or in an auto accident, ask your prescriber to send your prescriptions to Smart Workers Pharmacy. Visit smartworkerspharmacy.com to learn more. The official pharmacy of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
What do you call a pack of Jaguars? A jamboree. The Jacksonville Jaguars want to offer a big thank you to the five local companies who've made the Jaguars Jamboree a party that never stops. Everbank, Baptist Health, Dreamfinders Homes, Publix, and U.S. Assure. Each of these partners provides unmatched support and dedication to the team year in and year out and help make game day special. Jaguars fans, join the Jamboree and support these companies and all the partners who support the team.
If you're enrolled in one or more of JEA's billing and payment programs, we'd like to say thanks. With the JEA Power of Thanks giveaway, it's in your power to win. If you're enrolled in JEA My Budget, AutoPay, or eBill by November 30th, we'll enter you to win your choice of a Jaguars ticket package or a $500 Amazon gift card. If you haven't already, sign up and be entered into the JEA Power of Thanks giveaway. Just visit jea.com/giveaway to enroll. JEA, building community, a much appreciated community.
Jaguars 30, Steelers 9. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jaguars postgame continues after the Week 5 win to move the Jaguars to 3-2. Let's get into the highlights from today's game in Pittsburgh. All defense most of the time. The Steelers got on the board first, though. Long pass play, Brown over Ramsey, 49 yards on the first play from scrimmage offensively for Pittsburgh. They had to settle for a field goal. That was start of a theme in the first half. 29-yard field goal, 3-0 Steelers. Jags go six plays, have to punt after that. Back on defense. The Jaguars' D gets a takeaway. This time it's Jalen Ramsey.
Under center is Roethlisberger, dropping the throw. They hit him as he lets it go, and that ball is going to be picked off by Jalen Ramsey. He gets up and runs it back to the 45, now steps out of bounds. Jalen Ramsey, a diving interception, and he runs it back inside Steeler territory.
15-yard return for Ramsey, set up a short field. Eight plays later, Leonard Fournette leaping over the top.
Fournette back in the game. The give to Fournette. Flag him. He dives into the end zone, but a flag came out.
Offside.
He dove into the end zone for the touchdown. That's going to be offsides against Pittsburgh, and it's going to be a touchdown for Jacksonville.
Jags led 7-3 at that point. Steelers offense slowed down a bit. The Jags back on offense. It was a weird play right before halftime. Bortles intercepted. Shazier took the ball away from O'Shaughnessy.
Shotgun to Blake. Another blitz. Pump fake. Now he fires it. That ball's going to be caught by O'Shaughnessy, the tight end near the 40-yard line. Now the ball's on the ground and picked up by the Steelers. He fumbled it, and the Steelers have picked it up. This is Ryan Shazier running it back inside the 40-yard line.
That set up a Boswell field goal, 34 yards. And at halftime, the Jags led 7-6. A couple of red zone stops for the Jags in that first half. Well, in the second half, 14-play drive for the Steelers to start off. Bend but don't break defense, though, for the Jags. A 20-yard field goal. Pittsburgh took a 9-7 lead. The Jags go 3-and-out right after that, and you're thinking, oh, goodness, here we go again. The defense is struggling after a 14-play drive, sucking some wind, but they come back out and get on the scoreboard, not just take it away. Telvin Smith with a pick six.
Shotgun for Roethlisberger. He drops the throw again, throws it again, and all picked off. It is picked off by the Jaguars, running it back. Inside the 15, inside the 5, into the end zone, Telvin Smith. Touchdown, Jacksonville! Tillman picked it off and ran it back, and the Jags have taken the lead at Heinz Field.
Extra point no good, 13-9. Jaguars with the lead at that point. Next possession for Pittsburgh. Another interception and another score.
Jags showing blitz again. Drop out of it again. Dropping his Roethlisberger. Goes to the middle of the field. That ball is knocked away and picked off. Barry Church picked off a tip pass at a 30. To the 25, inside the 20, inside the 5. He is into the end zone. That is another pick six. Touchdown, Jacksonville. This time it is Barry Church for the score.
Back-to-back scores for the defense. 20-9 the score at that point. Myers would hit a field goal just a bit later from 47 yards. That made it 23-9. The Jaguars take away the ball a couple of more times to Sean Gibson for one.
Dropping the throw is Roethlisberger. Look. Fires it to the right side. Picked off again. The fourth interception by the Jaguars today. Deshaun Gibson picks it off. He is tackled near midfield.
And Deshaun Gibson a second time.
Dropping is Roethlisberger. Dropping. Fires toward the end zone. This ball is picked off again. The fifth interception of the day. Deshaun Gibson made the interception. His second of the day.
The first five-pick day in the career of Ben Roethlisberger. That play from Gibson set up the Jaguars on offense. They were playing up against the run, and Leonard Fournette made him pay. The rookie goes 90 yards.
He gives to Fournette. He's into the open field. He is into the open field in the Steeler territory. Watch this. Are you kidding me? Touchdown. Leonard Fournette just went 90 yards. Touchdown, Jacksonville. There's the icing on the cake as they lay it to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Wow.
Wow, indeed. 30-9, the final score. The Jaguars dismantle the Steelers in Week 5, and there's how it happened at Heinz Field. We'll come back with an EverBank Stats Check. More with Mike Dempsey and Fred Taylor as well. Jaguars 30, Steelers 9. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Insurance Office of America today, 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
Hey, Jags fans, this season it could be you that takes the field. Be there when the Jags hit EverBank Field on game day through the EverBank Take the Field sweepstakes. For each home game, one lucky fan will win two club tickets and pregame sideline access to be on the field as the Jags are introduced. To enter and for official rules, visit everbank.com/takethefield today. No purchase necessary. Legal residence of 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 12/5/17. For official rules and complete details, visit everbank.com/takethefield. Sponsor EverBank, a division of TIAA FSB.
With the Florida Lottery Game Day Cash Promotion, you could win an RV.
That's a 2018 Lazy Days Winnebago Motorhome.
Yup, and access to games.
Season tickets.
Yes, and cash.
millions in cash prizes, and over 200,000 in additional second chance prizes.
So download the Game Day Cash app to enter your Florida Lotto, Fantasy 5, and Fast Play tickets and get ready to win. Game Day Cash. It's your ticket.
Claim it.
Must be 18 or older to play. Play responsibly.
Jaguars owner Shad Khan on creating the best customer experience.
Game day is special, and when the Jags take the field, we want every fan to have the best game day possible. That's why we partnered with Daly's. They even have three locations in the stadium. They know what makes for a great customer experience. From the kickoff kit program to the way they treat our fans at the game, it's like they say, it's nicer here. I can't think of a better game day partner. I also happen to like the coffee.
To experience what Shad's talking about, visit a Daly's at Everbank Field or any of our 26 Jacksonville locations.
PRI Productions, the official event production company of the Jags, has everything you need to bring your next idea to life. Visit PRIProductions.com. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jags win it 30-9 over the Pittsburgh Steelers in Week 5. The Jags are now 3-2. Let's get to the Everbank stats check, shall we? And this is a defensive-minded game for the Jags today. They ran the ball, especially late in the game. We'll start off with the team stats in this one. The Steelers had more first downs, 21-15 over the Jags. Total yardage, 371-313. The Steelers led the way there. Rushing yardage, 231-70 in favor of the Jaguars, including that 90-yard run at the end. 231 today as a team, Fred.
Hey, you got to love it. You know I love it. They got to keep building on it. That's what it's going to take.
Turnovers, 5 for the Steelers, 1 for the Jags, plus 4 today. They're having a fantastic season so far in plus-minus early in 2017. And the time of possession just about even today in this one. So run game, takeaways, get a lead, milk the clock, and win a football game.
Oh, that's good. Leonard Fournette basically doubling his output on the day with that 90-yard touchdown run. Obviously the statistical leader for the Jags, 28 for 181, average 6.5 per carry, which is great because he had been averaging under 4 yards per carry. That's how you get it. You don't get 4 yards every time out, as Fred knows. You got to pop those long runs to boost that average, which helped because, look, the passing game, I don't know what they would have done had they been called on. They just weren't called on today, right? With the defense playing as well as they did, scoring points in the third quarter, the Jags basically ran the ball on every play, basically, in the third quarter. 8 of 14 for Blake Bortles for 95 yards. The one interception, which was not his fault, with the O'Shaughnessy play, never completed the catch and got stripped loose. Yep. He was never down. Marquise Lee led the way, 2 grabs. For 49 yards, and he had that 31-yarder right out of the chute. So really not much going at all through the air today. But for the Jags, a number of stalwarts on the defensive side. Aaron Colvin, how about this guy? 10 tackles, wow, including 9 solos in and out of the game. A little bit banged up. Telvin Smith, 10 total tackles as well, including the pick 6 added to that. Jalen Ramsey had 4 pass breakups on the day, including his interception. What he was doing covering a tight end, I don't know. What Ben Roethlisberger was doing throwing at Jalen Ramsey covering a tight end, I don't know that either. You had Tashawn Gibson with a couple of interceptions as well, and Barry Church with the pick 6. So plenty of accolades to go around individually on the defensive side.
Yeah, you want to look at Ben Roethlisberger's line for the day, 33 of 55 passing, 312 yards, no touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
Quarterback rating of 37.8. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, Le'Veon Bell, you come in against the 32nd-ranked run defense, you figure he's going to have a big day, 15 carries for 47 yards, only 3.1 per carry there. Antonio Brown is just great. He's great. 10 catches, 157 yards, but they kept him out of the end zone.
Yeah, he can't complain about not getting the ball anymore.
No, he got the ball a ton. 19 targets in the passing game today. You knew they would target him heavily. Le'Veon Bell at 10 come his way. Juju Smith-Schuster, actually the second leading receiver with 58 yards for the Steelers. And nobody of note particularly on the defensive side, although Shazier did have that strip and returned it and helped set up 3 points for the Steelers at the end of the half.
Fred Taylor with us on the line from South Florida. The 90-yard run was the exclamation point today, Fred, but let's go before that. The way he kind of churned through this game, Leonard Fournette, and just built up steam, especially as the game moved into the fourth quarter here. There was a drive on the field goal drive in the fourth quarter, the first drive of the fourth quarter for the Jaguars. Myers kicked a 47-yard field goal. They ran every play of the drive, 12 runs in that drive, and 43 yards on the ground from Fournette in that drive alone.
You know what, JP? This was how that was the mindset they started the game with. early on in the game, first two plays, run plays. First quarter, he had 6 rushes total. 15 touches at the half, 14 rush, 1 reception. There, what you mentioned in the fourth quarter there, he had three runs in that quarter alone. Of the 8 run plays in that drive that led up to the field goal, 8 plays, 6 of them, no, 8 of the 12 plays were runs by Leonard.
Yeah.
13, 12, and 11 yards longs. And he just kept building up, grinding away. Eventually, after having 27 for only 91, one carry for 90 yards, and he ends up with 28 for 181 on a day, 2 touchdowns. That's the run game, and that's why you love it.
That's the Leonard Fournette we saw at LSU,
oh, yeah,
though, in that breakaway,
oh, yeah,
run. When everybody's up to stop him, if you get it blocked right, he's a threat to take it to the house from anywhere on the field.
And it's a first
always
time.
A threat.
Fred, is that the first time he's crossed the line of scrimmage without any contact? Honestly, I don't know if that you know, he usually breaks an arm tackle or something getting out of the backfield because he runs so much between the tackles.
Sure.
But that one looked like he went untouched, and it just goes to show you what he can do when he hits that defense with a full head of steam, Fred.
And that's what's going to happen. He definitely went untouched on that one, Mike. And JP and I, we spoke via text during the game, and I told JP, this is what you love. You know, when they can't stop you, and after having 17 runs in a row down your throat, you're going to have to put that ninth guy in the box when the offense goes heavy personnel. And it only takes one guy to be out of gap or one good block, and you're going to bump your head on the goalpost. Coach Marone said 89 yards. Where at? Where is it? No way, Coach. I'm going to take this 90-yard touchdown for the record books, baby. You better believe that one.
No doubt about that. Let's come back, and we'll get the player of the game voting in. We could have some controversy.
It's going to be a lot of controversy. I'm banging my head.
Yeah, this is a tough one today. The Jags get it done. Final score 39 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
At EverBank, defined by performance isn't just a tagline. They live it. So if you're looking to buy a house or refinance a mortgage, it's time to call your hometown lending specialists. They're ready to put in the work for you with competitive rates, local expertise, and unbeatable service. Get ready to make the most of your lending experience. Connect with an EverBank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars. EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 399-805.
Hey fans, be there live to support the Jaguars at EverBank Field this season. Always buy your Jaguars tickets from our official ticketing partner, Ticketmaster, and the NFL Ticket Exchange. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are 100% guaranteed to get you in every time. Other sellers can only guarantee they'll give you a refund if they sell you a fraudulent ticket. So go with a trusted source and our official partner and know you're going to the game.
Boss, there's a photographer out here who wants to do a piece on Jimmy John's for her magazine.
What kind of piece?
Well, she heard about a clothing optional delivery policy and...
Did you tell her the naked driver incident was a momentary misunderstanding?
Yes, sir, but...
Did you tell her it's our meats that are going all natural, not our drivers?
Yes, sir, that's not...
Did you tell her Jimmy John's is committed to serving sandwiches with only the finest all-natural ham, roast beef, salami, bacon, and real fresh turkey breast?
Yes, sir, I did, sir.
So she wants to photograph our sandwiches?
No, sir. Actually, she wants to do a calendar.
A what?
A calendar. You know, the men of Jimmy John's.
Dibs on January.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Jaguars postgame continues. The Jags beat the Steelers 30-9. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Let's get into the Jaguars Radio Network player of the game voting today. Gentlemen, I'll get a vote. Mike, you'll get a vote. Fred Taylor, because he's Fred Taylor, gets a vote and a half. If there are any ties, he can break the tie.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. So you want to start us off today?
I'd love to because I think I've got it. Today, right? Until late, I had this one going in another guy's column, but I'm sorry. When you practically don't throw the ball in the second half and your tailback, who they know is coming, goes 28 times for 181 yards and two touchdowns, the only correct answer to this is Leonard Fournette is the Jaguars player of the game. So that's where my vote goes today, JP.
I think that's a fair vote, okay. And I think that is a good way to do it because this was a defensive game. Yes, they spread the wealth on defense today. Four different guys had five picks in the game. Tashaun had two. That's always a big day, but they're throwing for their lives towards the end of the game. Not to take him away from Tashaun. I know he's going to hear it. I didn't mean that personally, Tashaun, at all. So yeah, it's got to be Fournette. They know they're going to run. They know they want to kill the clock and keep the lead and maintain all of that. And he breaks a 90-yard touchdown run. Fred, you know about that. I mean, you can't not give it to him today.
You know, it definitely, you know, only just to think because of the performances by the defensive guys, that's where, you know, the initial controversy potentially would stem from. But in recognition of those guys, hats off, guys, you did great. But biased is biased. And on a day where we've been waiting to see that speed that we saw of Fournette when he was in college, and man, man's beautiful performance the day he ran with power. That spin move showed up again. You know, some stiff arms there. Another good game where he got the carries. He wanted, JP, you even said it, he wanted more. And man, just an awesome performance. So for me, my player of the game as well.
We're running back influenced here, I believe.
Yeah, but I think, it's okay, though. You know, look, we're not biased towards the running backs other than we like Fred. I think before that play, before the 90-yard run, Telvin Smith was the guy to me, even though it's tough to separate. His was the turning point play. It's the momentum shifter in the whole thing. And, you know, you saw Telvin work in the sidelines. He's such an inspirational guy and a team leader, yep. And he's getting everybody hyped up and keeping him in there. And he tied for the team lead in tackles on top of that. So,
yeah.
But you said it, Mike. The quarterback only, you know, two dropbacks total.
Crazy,
in the second half. Total. And one pass attempt, one sack. So, I mean, the run game, the offensive line, that entire group deserves a pat on the back because they went up there and they beat the Steelers in the type of fashion you need to beat that team. You got to go smash mouth. And that's the way we did it in the past, and that's the way they did it today. And the defense, man, that was lights out.
Yeah, lights out performance. And as you said, yeah, Mike, the Telvin Smith pick turned the tide there, made it a 13-9 Jags lead. They never looked back from there. So the Jaguars Radio Network player of the game, though, because the Steelers knew it was coming and they did it to him anyway, they ran the football. Leonard Fournette is the Jaguars Radio Network player of the game. I have a feeling it's certainly not the first time, but it won't be the last time either.
Well,
he wins this award.
Didn't we say that last week? Like, he didn't win it last week because we figured, well, he's going to win 20
week
more.
Four, we'll get him later. Yeah.
Exactly, probably four or five more
it
times.
It took us a week to get back to him. Let's get into the injury report when we return. We'll preview next week's game also. The Rams are coming to town. Another test for this Jaguars defense. Jags win over the Steelers. 39 is the final in week 5. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. Workers' comp and auto injury claims can be complicated. That's why you need a pharmacy that specializes in handling workers' comp and auto injury prescriptions. Smart Workers Pharmacy won't make you wait days for your prescriptions. They'll fill your workers' comp or auto injury prescriptions right away with no upfront cost to you and deliver them right to your front door. When you think of workers' comp and auto, think Smart Workers Pharmacy. Ask your prescriber about Smart Workers Pharmacy or visit smartworkerspharmacy.com to learn more. The official pharmacy of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Hey, Jaguars fans, you ready to score McDonald's favorites this season? Just download and register on the McDonald's app. Cheer on our Jaguars, get great deals. The Jaguars final score gets you a McDonald's favorite. 10 points, buy a premium dessert, get one free. 20 points, buy a 4-piece buttermilk chicken tenders, get one free. And 30 points, buy a signature crafted recipe sandwich, get one free. It's good to be a Jaguars fan.
Price of required purchase posted on menu board. Valid through December 31st at participating McDonald's.
Don't miss Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in concert at Daly's Place, Saturday, October 14th. Relive the adventure of Harry and his friends as the Jacksonville Symphony performs John Williams' unforgettable score live alongside the full movie on the big screen. Witches, wizards, and muggles alike won't want to miss this magical live concert event. Visit dailysplace.com for complete details on Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in concert.
How do you become the official truck of the NFL? You make it tough with high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy. You make it smart with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. You make it for work. And the weekend. Ford F-Series, making tough jobs easier year after year. That's how you become America's best-selling truck 40 years straight. Score one at your local Ford dealer.
Surprises are good, except when it comes to your utility bill. With the My Budget program from JEA, it's in your power to eliminate the surprise of extreme bill fluctuations. My Budget averages your bills based on your past 12 months of usage, so you pay nearly the same amount every month. How shockingly nice is that? To learn more about My Budget or to enroll, visit JEA.com. JEA, building community, a budget smart community.
Jaguars postgame rolls along. Final score, Jags 30, Steelers 9. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. Pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor with us on the line from South Florida. The injury report is presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. A.J. Boye was off to the side but back on the field for a short time. A groin injury was the report from Rick Ballew on the sideline, but he came back after that. Aaron Colvin, sometime in the third quarter, had an issue around his mouth, it sounded like, according to Rick Ballew. Lips or teeth somewhere in that area, but he came back in the ball game and played well. Marquise Lee, fourth quarter, running down the field. It looked like he kind of, I don't know if he got hit from behind or tweaked something from behind. When he was running down the field, I think it was a long run, and limped off the field. We haven't heard any more on Marquise Lee's status. He's been, everybody knows his history, of course, the last few years, but last season, stayed healthy, stayed on the field all season long, which was a goal of his to get through a season healthy. And now in a contract year, kind of the same thing. Maintain, be out there, produce while you're out there. And now he's the featured guy on a receiving corps that's lost their top guy, Allen Robinson. So he was on the injury report with a rib issue this week, played through it today. We won't speculate on what this is, but you don't want one of your receivers going off. That's the last thing this team needs right now is more receivers.
No, but does it matter that much? I mean, what is a featured receiver in this offense?
Right. You get three touches, three looks.
Seriously. I mean, right. You know, if now look, the defense is not going to produce that amount of turnovers.
Well, if they're going to make the next step, as you guys talked about earlier, and be a contending team in the AFC South,
they need to be able to throw. There are going to be times they're going to have to throw.
Absolutely. So that's when it'll come into play.
I'm being a little bit facetious.
Okay.
You know, like Ben Roethlisberger. Honestly, today, there was no such thing. By the way, let me throw one more stat at you. I just saw SportsCenter tweeted this out.
Yes.
Roethlisberger is the first quarterback in history to attempt 55 or more passes in a game without throwing a touchdown and getting intercepted five times.
Holy moly.
Wow. I mean, you think about it, 55 attempts. Usually, if you're throwing that many picks, you get pulled before you get to five.
Sure, you never make it.
You never make it to 55 attempts. So 55 attempts with five picks and no touchdowns.
How about that?
He's got it all to himself.
It's a record type of day today, Fred. Five picks, career high for Roethlisberger. It's got to be a franchise best for this organization, I would think, on defense. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And they've got things going well right now, and taking the ball away. That's just something, you know, last year, I think they've already surpassed last year's takeaway total, and we're already
up to week 16,
five.
JP.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I have my tally at 16. It could be one off, but last year was 13, all of last year. What is it, four defensive touchdowns
that's right.
This year.
That's right.
So that's just simply amazing, man. But money well spent. That's the best thing I can say about it. Money well spent. I like to see him finish strong. a lot more games, a lot more football left. But they keep building, man. You're going to see some a lot more performances where the defense is going to, you know, you're going to have to call on them to win some games, especially when you're only making, you know, just a few pass attempts by the offense. So hats off to them, guys.
It's a rebuilt defense with a lot of new faces over the last couple of years. If you were watching the game on television, you saw a full-screen graphic of the last 2 years' additions on defense in free agency 2 years ago, the draft this past year, and draft 2 years ago in free agency this year. And it's, gosh, like 10 guys that are contributing on defense right now. A lot of guys that have not been here too long at all, and it's rebuilt in the last couple of seasons.
Oh, yeah, and the one stat, I guess another record stat that we were looking for,
yeah.
First game in Jaguars history, two interceptions for touchdowns, first time. So a lot of records today.
A lot of records
so far this year.
It's only week 5.
Sack game, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll see if we can do more this season and maybe break them again.
How about 3 fumble returns for
touchdowns? Why not?
Honestly, that's crazy territory.
Another thing, guys, just to give the guys credit, because you have to bounce back. This game is about bouncing back and playing better and building from the previous week. Even if you win, you want to continue to build. Just we didn't speak about penalties today. You know, last week they had some penalties that hurt. This week they only had 4 for 19 yards. That's less than 5 per. I mean, they had just about 19 on, you know, the Podlesny play. As well as the one play that called back. Well, actually, that was his 10 that called the touchdown back, but that was a crucial penalty. So I just want to give hats off to the guys for going back and playing smart football today across the board.
Disciplined ball today for the Jaguars.
Disciplined ball for sure.
In a victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Final score, Jags 30, Steelers 9. We will preview next week's game when we return. The Jaguars get the Los Angeles Rams here at Everbank Field. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
It's fourth down and 10.
Hey, did you see DirecTV lets you watch all the games for $60 a month?
But it jumps to over $100 after 3 months.
What was that?
That's just a legal disclaimer.
And jumps again to over $150 after a year.
Well, it could be worse.
Yeah, it could cost you over $3,500 over 2 years.
At least it's the weekend.
It's Thursday.
Don't get caught off guard by DirecTV. Switch to Xfinity today. Compares DirecTV choice package as of 8/21/17. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
We are a tradition in Jacksonville for the past 29 years.
We are a team of surgeons, optometrists, and hearing specialists.
We are the leader in cataracts, dry eye treatment, and total eye care.
We are recognized for our certified surgery center.
We are the chosen eye care center in Jacksonville to offer the new TruTear device for dry eye treatment.
We are Bowden Eye and Associates, and we are focused on you.
Bowden Eye and Associates, official eye care provider of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
At EverBank, we're defined by performance. It's not just lip service. We live it and bring it to you every day through our Yield Pledge Promise, which guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields around. And that promise is yours when you open a Yield Pledge checking or money market account. We do the legwork while your money performs. It's your money. Make the most of it. Stop by a local financial center or visit us online at everbank.com/jaguars. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC.
Final segment of Jaguars postgame. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jags 30, Steelers 9. We could say that all day long, and we will.
30-9, Jaguars over to Steelers.
5 interceptions, Ben Roethlisberger. Could do that all day, too. What a day for this Jaguars defense. The run game blew it open in the fourth quarter when they had to. They wanted to kill the clock. They just moved the ball down the field. 13-play drive at one point in the fourth quarter, then a 90-yard touchdown to put an exclamation point on the day. You know, we gave Fournette the player of the game, but I think we would be remiss if we didn't go back and say what Telvin Smith meant to this game today. We mentioned it earlier, but the interception Telvin had was the pick six to get it going and give the Jags the lead for good. He also had, what, 10 tackles in the game today total? A guy who last week on the sideline, if you saw in the mic'd up feature on Jaguars.com this week and on the TV shows, when they were getting gashed for long runs, he's the one that rallied everybody over and got in everybody's faces, was pushing veterans around and doing all this. We've seen him over the years grow into that role. I think he felt like he was in that role when he was young on this team too, but he's really matured into it as a football player. And to see that turn the tide today, that's a buildup of, I think, a couple of 3 years of working together and getting this thing done.
Yeah, I think, Fred, we all know you got to be a talented player. You can't just be a loud, vocal guy. You have to have the play that backs it up, and he's had that play ever since he came into the league. And now I think he's finally got the teammates around him that can rise up to that level on a consistent basis. And, JP, you're right. He is the guy that rallies the troops, whether they're down or ahead, and keeps that momentum going. Fred, he's kind of the heart and soul of the defense, I think. May not be the best player on the defense, pretty darn good, but he is the heart and soul.
You know, I'm not going to say that he's not. I agree with you. He may be or may not be the best player on the defense, but he's a damn good player, and he makes plays, and he's an athlete. You know, they talk about his size and he's undersized. Yeah, but he flies around. He gets the job done, and he's doing exactly what the system that he's in. He fits it to a T, and he can voice his opinion. You know, and he is the quarterback on the defense. He's the life. He brings the fire, and that's what they need. You know, they need somebody that, you know, when they're tired, to say, look, I'm going to kick you, you know, and you know what, if you don't get it together. You're better than that. And they won't take him lightly. You know, that it's true to a man. You got to have a guy on your team like that, that you respectfully, you don't mind him cursing you out. You don't mind him say, hey, it's time to go. It's time to stop screwing around. And we got to go right now. So, that energy, man, that's what it takes. And that's what it's going to take throughout the entire season for that team, that defense, to continue playing on that threshold, that level that they're playing on. You're going to need more of that fire from Telvin.
All right, next week, Jags are back at Everbank Field. Yes, a game in Jacksonville for the Jaguars. It's been a long, long time with the London game early this season. A hole in the schedule comes early this year where there's not a game here at Everbank Field for about a month. That changes next week. The Los Angeles Rams come to town. They are currently playing the Seahawks out in L.A. It's 10-0, Rams leading. Under 7 to play in the first half, and so far Gurley has 7 carries for 32 yards and has not been involved in the passing game yet. Goff, 7 of 12 passing, 81 yards. Austin has a 27-yard touchdown run for the Rams in this ball game. So L.A. at 3-1 entering today, have a 2-score lead on the Seahawks late in the first half. It's a bit of a surprise Rams team. Goff has turned the corner, it seems, a bit, Fred, at least so far early in the season. And, of course, Gurley is another guy that we saw come through the SEC a few years ago that can take it to the house from pretty much anywhere.
Oh, Gurley's just a stud. No, the only thing that slowed him down since he's been in the league is that ACL, but he's definitely recovered and healed from that. And he's just the man amongst boys. He's been that way since he stepped on field, you know, back when he was back at the University of Georgia. And he's taking pressure off Goff, who's making a lot of great decisions, smart decisions this year. You know, he's taking care of the football. I think he has, like, what, seven TDs the first four games passing in the air. They have a solid – they're developing a solid core. And they have some pretty good guys on the defensive side of the ball, too. So it'll definitely be one of the more challenging ball games for the Jaguars this year with the late kickoff next week. Looking forward to it.
35.5 points a game. That's what the Rams have been averaging. Whew. Coming into this week.
Most in the league, right?
Most in the league, yeah.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Hey, look,
one interception by Goff, too.
Yeah, and Todd Gurley called it the high school offense last year. I mean, Sean McVay needs to get a lot of credit. Youngest coach in the league by a mile, and he has turned that team around from top to bottom and made Goff look like a guy who's worthy of being the number one pick.
Yeah. So, collision course for the Jags next week. Jaguars defense, Rams offense. It is a 4:05 kickoff next week here at Everbank Field. We'll go on air at 1 o'clock locally with the Publix Tailgate Show on the network at 3 o'clock with Countdown to Kickoff. Fred, well done, and we'll talk
so
to you
soon.
Yeah, I know. We got an hour in already.
You're having fun, man.
You can stay on and take phone calls with us if you want, Fred.
Hey, man, invite me out. You know, hey, I got the kids right now.
You're saying invite me in advance. I'll tell you what, hey, Freddie, I'll give you advance notice. Stick around with us for 2 hours next week. Yeah. How about that?
Advance notice. Let me think about it.
Let's see what Mrs. Taylor has to say about it and then get back with us. Fred, well done, and we'll talk to you in the pregame next week.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, man. Always a pleasure, man. Go Jaguars.
Yes, sir.
They did indeed. They went to Pittsburgh and got a 30-9 win over the Steelers. We'll come back in, if you're listening on our flagship station in Jacksonville, 1010XL. The Scoreboard Show is coming up next. The phone lines will be open, 904-355-NFL1. The Jaguars' Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Director of Broadcasting is Patrick Cavanaugh. Manager of Radio is Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are the producers. Ashlyn Sullivan directs the shows for Jaguars.com. For Jeff Loggeman, Fred Taylor, Mike Dempsey, this is J.P. Chadrick saying goodnight. Final score, Jaguars 30, Steelers 9 on the Jaguars Radio Network.